road itself generally is in good repair, but it's just the geometric improvements right in there. And again, I looked at roads that had a fairly high traffic count on them. We've got a lot of little bad little corners on stuff that has 100 cars a day, or it's the start of somebody's personal driveway. I think the commission meetings here on a fairly frequent basis in the Peak Farm Road area, people, there's some people down in there that would like things, but very low traffic roads. So that was kind of the decisions here. It impacts a lot of people.
Thank you, Mr. Zupas. Moving on to District 2, road improvement suggestions, State Highway K, Bull Shoals Lake floods. Cheney County Commission has been meeting with the Army Corps and Arkansas Fish and Game on multiple locations and have discussed the heck out of this site.
There we go.
And currently I was asked, as of this morning, to call them up again and see if we can't get moving on this project. Randy, you know how much to fill we would need to fill there?
To get it above the top flood level, about 14 feet.
Okay. And this is the location right here that we're talking about?
This location right here, flooding happens from about this area all the way over to this area. It's this cove right here that water backs up.
And once that happens, we have to reroute everybody that lives here, which might be 20 families, 30?
There's about at least a dozen that we give keys out to.
And we have to reroute those people through private property, which is, it costs us dearly every time we do that, every event. They want new fences or a road built or ponds built. So we would like to do everything we could to avoid from having to use that private property.
Didn't the county take over that park?
Yes.
That's what I thought.
That and the one over on the
Corps had it closed with some big boulders.
The other one over there, Kissy Mills.
Yeah.
Just recently, they've said the county said they'd take them over because the Corps was going to close them.
And it actually was closed. The rocks were moved.
Yeah.
Randy, there's some equipment sitting out there. I thought it was yours.
It is. We're working on
maintaining this one. The one at the Z Mills we had been, but now they were not there.
They're in discussions. They haven't.
They're in discussion.
There's no actual signing of any documents yet, but there's strong discussion that the county.
Yeah, I think the county is in favor of taking it over.
Absolutely.
All they got to do is get the court.
14 feet, is that what you said?
Uh-huh.
This road will flood at lake elevation 681 currently.
I understand that up there somebody has bought one of those old resorts and is redoing it up there. I couldn't imagine they would buy it along with that road when that road floods, you know what I'm saying? But that's what I understand.
Charles, out of year 5, would you rate that as the number one in your area?
Yes. Okay. It would be number one. Now, I have more than the 5 now. Okay. I've added.
Okay.
We'll go through those. But.
The next one is Slough Hollow Road, Bull Shoals Lake Road. Floods on a fairly consistent basis. And with the minimal flow project that Arkansas Fish and Game continues to say they'll get the project going soon, they would actually like to do construction out here on Slough Hollow. This section of roadway is about, what is it, how much of a length is underwater, Randy?
There would be over a half a mile. It depends on the lake level, but anywhere from a quarter mile up to half a mile.
Didn't they say they would? They changed their mind and said they would only go so high, and we're wondering if that's high enough.
Right. It was originally discussed as being a 5 foot change in static elevation.
Right.
What they're now discussing is that what they meant to say was it would be a 3 foot median or average, and they had promised to build the road up to the 5 foot elevation.
Right.
And now they've come back with a proposal to build it at 3 feet. And the county, if they chose to do so, could pay for the additional 2 feet on top of that. so we're in discussions with them, and there's a meeting upcoming shortly on the Sloot Hollow project also. Line intersection at Bruce Hill and Nazarene Road, east of Highway M.
And on that one, you might relocate the road a little bit, bring it on down to the west, to where it comes out, where you could, you wouldn't be right at the bottom of the, right at the top of the hill. Yeah,
I have met with MoDOT on one occasion, and we measured this out, and the road, if you relocate, if you get their current site distance spec, the entrance of the road would have to be relocated down to this area here at least.
Right, that's what I'm saying, yeah.
And navigating in the changes.
Right.
Now, Bruce Hill goes down to a ramp.
No, it's
Sloot
Hollow.
It goes to Sloot Hollow.
Okay. Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. Yep, you're right.
Any further discussions on that, Randy, with MoDOT?
No, I just met with him one time, and we haven't went any farther with it.
Okay. Neat stoplight at 160 and Y, that's right out here, correct?
Yeah, they, in their proposal, they'll be doing some, they included that intersection. I don't think you were looking at a light, but maybe a roundabout or.
I don't know if Travis is working on it. One time they're talking about a light, though.
One time, I know they were. Then I thought maybe, but, you know, I got a lot of people's. That backs up down through there. You know, if you had a light, well, it would completely do away with that. Almost. But anyway, I got a lot of hits on that.
Guardrail, more bend at the lake. We have some of that guardrail right now, I believe.
Yeah, you do. And that school bus driver input that.
Well, mm-hmm. Right. So it would be a continuation of that
right.
Guardrail that's existing and maybe upgrading what's there.
Yeah. They're just, it just scares them a little bit of
that's quite a
bad
drop.
Weather. Yeah, that's quite a drop, and I don't blame them.
Which is right across basically the KDOT.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's on down toward, yeah.
Guardrail currently
yeah.
Is about in this area here.
Right.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Going on to District 3.
Now, I got one.
You had two, I'm sorry.
Yeah, well. We don't have any Thunder Road off of Highway U. There's a narrow bridge and there's no railing and it's on a sharp curve. And I, you know, there's a lot of things we could do there. Take out the sharp curve. We certainly could put railings, but, you know, it's, and that's kind of a shortcut. There's another route, but everybody uses the shortcut, of course. And
that currently is a chip and seal road, or is it asphalt?
Mm. This is currently a chip seal road.
Yeah.
It's over connections to more an asphalt road, but it will soon be chip seal surface on it also. Big Creek Bridge right here. Mm-hmm. Very sharp corner right here. We need to get permission to clear cut a little bit of the site. That was just a verbal agreement with the homeowner. He no longer owns the property.
Have we got signs up indicating sharp curve?
I believe we do.
And what about the bridge, the railing? Is it any chance?
The bridge railing is currently a metal type, three rail. Type railing on the big bridge here. There is another low water structure beyond this bridge that it does have a sharp corner right here.
That's it, yeah.
And that one does not have railing.
Yeah, well, that's what I, yeah,
it's
it doesn't.
On.
Yeah.
Was that part of your suggestion? Was that low water crossing to have rails?
Yeah, that narrow, right where the narrow curve is, uh-huh. No railing. Yeah. And Well, even, you know, straighten it out, I don't know if you could, like you could, you know, depend on the money we had available to what we could do there.
There's a little one-lane structure right in this area, and then the sharp, it's a sharp reverse curve right here, and it's kind of on a funny little grade also.
Yeah, the grade's not good. But, you know, I had a, you know, we've had a suggestion, like today we got one here where they, a firefighter said we need to, you know, upgrade the roads, we need to widen the straighten shoulders, anything to make it safer, you know. But that, that is on all the roads. But I had a suggestion from a person that said on the narrow roads with no shoulders that, you know, they wouldn't be the money you could do all the roads because all of them are like that. And they suggested turnout areas. Now, that's just at appropriate spots now. Well, where somebody could get off the road. There's no place to get off the road.
Higher, you could go into an area.
Yeah, and I don't know if that's ever worked. You guys maybe have some experience. I don't know if that's just an accident waiting for a place to happen or if that's but that's what there's. If we could widen all the roads, which we can't.
There's a lot of them in snow country.
Yeah.
That was a good suggestion. Mr. Roberts, it's 1 hour from the time we started. I personally think this is a valuable exercise. It's too bad that we don't have a phone house here today. But going through this would give the entire board an understanding of what all of the projects in the county are. And then I'm hoping that next time we can continue on if you like for today, or next time we can wrap this up and then begin talking about the scoring issues and how we can go about scoring all of these. But I wanted everybody to get a good understanding of what the projects were, and then I also be involved in the scoring process so that they can see how and why theirs ranked, how it did versus any of the other projects that are in the county.
Maybe we would want to wait till we had everybody here to go through.
What's your desire? I mean, I'm fine. I don't know that. I mean, the more people you can have at the table, the less time you're going to have to go over this and over this. I think so. Probably continue this in enough time would be fine.
I agree. We've gone through two districts today.
Okay.
So it's going to take a while.
Sure.
But I think it's a very valuable exercise.
Your sentiment then is to wait. Okay. So what you have?
Okay.
I would have some comment about the scoring.
Okay.
You know, you mentioned this, but MoDOT has a fairly well-defined scoring method. I don't know that I know the details of that, but, I mean, it takes into account all these things, and they already have something. I don't know about reinventing the wheel. I'm thinking maybe if we can figure out how to apply it to us.
Well, they've already done the traffic studies, the counts.
Yeah. And we would be discussing this, we'd be talking the same language that they talk when they go to their regional groups, so using the same scoring methods might be to our advantage. These are convoluted and complicated, and I personally don't know.
Could you get with?
Yes, Frank can
go down and take a look at theirs.
The other thing that I would say, and I will tell you, I personally testified at the state capitol about this, but I can see it on a smaller scale here. It used to be the scoring method. St. Louis and Kansas City, Columbia, St. Joe, Springfield all got all the projects because the scoring is. What's going to happen here is if we score Branson, Hollister, maybe some degree Foresight, the big traffic counts are there.
Yeah.
So that's going to
give big tax base
to some of these others. So I think we have to have the ability to say, okay, each district gets some things, you know, whether it's one project. And then the scoring method is used because all the districts have highways, I mean, 160 or 76 or something, 125, something that they've got through there that will help. But if we just do the straight scoring method, that's going to be a problem. My district would buy benefits. I have done that with some of that.
Well, I would agree with you on that wholeheartedly because these things are just as important to me as everybody else's. Is Branson is great.
Well, yeah, I don't see, you know, when I look at, I see traffic count is important, but I don't, you know, when I look at like KDOT, where